Martin Mull, hip comic and actor from Fernwood Tonight and Roseanne, dies at 80. By Breitbart News on June 30, 2024. Los Angeles, AP, Martin Mull, whose droll, esoteric comedy and acting made him a hip sensation in the 1970s and later a beloved guest star on sitcoms including Roseanne and Arrested Development, has died, his daughter said Friday. Mull's daughter, TV writer and comic artist Maggie Mull, said her father died at home on Thursday after a valiant fight against a long illness. Mull, who is also a guitarist and painter, came to national fame with a recurring role on the Norman Lear-created satirical soap opera Mary Hartman, and the starring role in its spin-off, Fernwood Tonight. He was known for excelling at every creative discipline imaginable and also for doing red roofing commercials, Maggie Mull said in an Instagram post. He would find that joke funny. He was never not funny. My dad will be deeply missed by his wife and daughter, by his friends and co-workers, by fellow artists and comedians and musicians, and, the sign of a truly exceptional person, by many, many dogs. Known for his blonde hair and well-trimmed mustache, Mull was born in Chicago, raised in Ohio and Connecticut and studied art in Rhode Island and Rome. His first foray into show business was as a songwriter, penning the 1970 semi-hit A Girl Named Johnny Cash for singer Jane Morgan. He would combine music and comedy in an act that he brought to hip Hollywood clubs in the 1970s. In 1976, I was a guitar player and sit-down comic appearing at the Roxy on the Sunset Strip when Norman Lear walked in and heard me, Mull told the Associated Press in 1980. He cast me as the wife beater on Mary Hartman, 4 months later I was spun off on my own show. His time on the strip was memorialized in the 1973 country rock classic Lonesome L.A. Cowboy, where the writers of The Purple Sage give him a shout-out along with music luminaries Kris Kristofferson and Rita Coolidge. I know Kris and Rita and Marty Mull are hanging at the Troubadour, the song says. On Fernwood Tonight, sometimes styled as Fernwood Tonight, he played Bartholomew Gimble, the host of a local talk show in a Midwestern town and twin to his Mary Hartman character. Fred Willard, a frequent collaborator with very similar comic sensibilities, played his sidekick. It was later revamped as America Tonight and set in Southern California. He would get to be a real talk show host as a substitute for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. Mull often played slightly sleazy, somewhat slimy and often smarmy characters as he did as Terry Garr's boss and Michael Keaton's foe in 1983's Mr. Mom. He played Colonel Mustard in the 1985 movie adaptation of the board game Clue, which, like many things Mull appeared in, has become a cult classic. The 1980s also brought what many thought was his best work, A History of White People in America, a mockumentary that first aired on Cinemax. Mull co-created the show and starred as a 60-minute style investigative reporter investigating all things milquetoast and mundane. Willard was again a co-star. He wrote and starred in 1988's Rented Lips alongside Robert Downey Jr., whose father, Robert Sr., directed. His co-star Jennifer Tilly said in an ex post Friday that Mull was such a witty, charismatic and kind person. In the 1990s he was best known for his recurring role on several seasons on Roseanne, in which he played a warmer, less sleazy boss to the title character, an openly gay man whose partner was played by Willard, who died in 2020. Mull would later play Private Eye Gene Parmesan on Arrested Development, a cult classic character on a cult classic show, and would be nominated for an Emmy, his first, in 2016 for a guest run on Veep. What I did on Veep I'm very proud of, but I'd like to think it's probably more collective. At my age it's more collective, Mull told the AP after his nomination. It might go all the way back to Fernwood. Other comedians and actors were often his biggest fans. Martin was the greatest. Bridesmaids director Paul Fakes said on X. So funny, so talented, such a nice guy. Was lucky enough to act with him on the Jackie Thomas show and treasured every moment being with a legend. Fernwood Tonight was so influential in my life. Mull is survived by his daughter and musician Wendy Haas, his wife since 1982.